We Americans enjoy a wonderful and powerful way of life, but internally and in relationships, we may wish for better. Join me as we look beneath the surface and gain insights to transform every aspect of your life. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and this is The Spiritual American. Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Spiritual American. My name is Dr. Ann O'Hare, and I'm your host. And today, we will be talking about seeing clearly. So, if you've noticed, we have kind of transitioned the themes of the podcast. The first 100 episodes is really about looking at different ways of thinking and belief systems and conditionings and things that we have grown up with and held on to and how it affects the way we see things. And we've brought in natural laws, spiritual laws, and spiritual principles to help us to look at these and maybe decide, do I want to keep this belief or do I want to maybe switch over to a different belief? So seeing clearly to me means that I'm able to see myself and the world through the eyes of the spiritual principles or the spiritual laws. And I'm going to talk about one of them today in particular. And the spiritual principle, or you want to call it a law or the law of nature, or you could take it on as just the way things actually are, is that I am a soul and everybody else is a soul. All other human beings are souls. And I'm here playing my part as a human being. I'm playing my part. I'm a unique soul, and I'm playing my part. So let's talk about that just for a moment. So I'm a soul, which means that I am living consciousness. I'm the being, the point of light, the being of living light, living consciousness. And I'm the one that is here speaking through this body, moving these hands, speaking, looking behind the eyes. I'm the one talking. And in the last 100 episodes, we talked about all different examples of how you know what the soul is and how if you've seen a dead body, you know that the person's not there. And you don't need a philosophy degree either. As a child, even, I remember knowing, like my grandma had died. I was young. I was maybe 7 or so. Pretty young. And I remember going to, or maybe it wasn't her, maybe it was my aunt. But anyway, I was pretty young. I was about 7 years old. And I went to the funeral, and in the Catholic tradition, they have an open casket. And so I'm looking at the body. I'm like, my aunt is not there. And when my grandma died, I was like, my grandma's not there. Completely clear, even as a child, that the soul was not there. So we have a intuitive understanding of this. But it's very, very essenceful and very, very powerful. So the first thing is that I'm a soul. I'm not the body. I am not this body that keeps changing. I'm not the name. I'm not the profession. I have a profession. I do activities in a profession. I have a name. Obviously, I have a name. I have a family. I have a nationality. I have all these things. These are all the things that come with the body. But I am alive without it. Even as a baby, the baby comes in, the baby doesn't even have a name yet, but the baby's still there. So that's kind of the theoretical part of it, but let's look at it as, let's take it on as like a principle. How do I see clearly? We have to see things as they are. I'm a soul. I am a living being. And I'm eternal. I can't die. The body comes, the body goes, but I'm still alive. A little hard to digest a little bit. We're so used to thinking of things in terms of time and space, beginnings and endings, that eternal doesn't really compute for us because we're so focused on this temporary material world we're living in. But I'll give an example of how the soul doesn't have any time. So let's say you're doing an activity, like an art activity. Or you're scrolling on your phone, let's say. You're scrolling on your phone, and then you look up, and an hour and a half went by. How did an hour and a half went by? You weren't aware of the time, or you're doing an art project, or you're doing some kind of project that you were really involved in, and time just disappears. One time I read a book in one night, which I usually don't do anymore, but as a teenager, I read a bunch of books. And I remember reading one, I didn't even know what time it was. It was like 4 a.m. and I had read the whole book. I was like, wow, I can't, like 6 hours went by. So it's possible to have experiences that are without time. Another thing that you can check is like when I'm sleeping. Those are experiences that I'm having without the awareness of the body, isn't it? The body's sleeping, but I'm in my mind still having experiences. So the soul is having subtle experiences, feelings, thoughts, emotions with the mind, having these subtle experiences. But the soul is not in time, really. It's experiencing time. So that's one thing. So I'm the soul. The next thing is everybody else is a soul too. And the other piece of the initial principle is that my nature is peaceful. So I, the soul, am peaceful. That's my nature. I'm still, I'm peaceful, I'm silent. And then I'm looking at everybody else. And what am I seeing? I'm seeing their weaknesses. I'm seeing their problems. I'm seeing how they're acting. I'm seeing, like, I'm breaking apart all the physical stuff and I'm react, right? But if I was to take all of that away, like pull it all back like a sheet of paper, pull it all away, and the only thing left is a bunch of points of light. We're all souls. And we're all here playing our parts. Just that. Just sit with that. Let's sit with that for a moment. Just one moment. Let's just sit with that. We're all souls and we're all playing our parts here as human beings. How does that feel to think like that? Well, it feels peaceful. It feels good. It feels true. And it feels universal. Like, it's true whether the person is aware of it or not. It's true whatever they're doing, whatever they're not doing, if they're living or dead, or whatever, it doesn't matter. If the body is alive, if the soul still lives. What about memories? People have memories of being with other people and they can experience how it feels like to be with them just by remembering them. There are no bodies there. There's a subtle reality that we can get in touch with. And this episode is called Seeing Clearly. So we're going to do a little meditation now. And I'm going to invite you all this week to practice seeing yourself as a soul and seeing everyone else as a soul as well. I'm a soul. My nature is peace. And I'm playing my part as a human being here. And everybody else is doing the same thing. And just like me, how they've been influenced by their past and influenced by all the thoughts and feelings and emotions and things that they've experienced, and they've been kind of trapped in one thing or another, just like I have been, so are they. Nobody's immune. And nobody's better than anybody else. No one's better than anybody else. No one's worse than anybody else. We're all humans and we all have a mind and we're all dealing with this situation that we're in right now, which is that everybody is kind of buried under their negative thinking and self-image. So let's take a moment and practice, a moment in reflection and meditation. So sitting quietly. I slowly bring my attention to the center of the forehead. And there I see the sparkling point of light. That is the soul. The living being, the living consciousness. Body is relaxed and I am looking at the sparkling star. a peaceful soul. Just allow any other activity in yourself, in your being, that wants to arise. Just gently tell it to recede. Just gently tell it to recede. Give it the signal to recede. You're going to have this experience now. I am soul, and my nature is peace. And I feel this peace in my being. I am the peace. Peace is my most fundamental, essenceful quality. I'm eternal. This world of time and space and forms and bodies continually is changing, and I, the soul, am the peaceful observer, experiencer in my own unique part that I am playing here. Just feel the peace. And now, gently open your awareness to include all other souls. Do not visualize any bodies or other kinds of thinking or other kinds of situations or categories. Just think all souls. Imagine that piece of paper comes off and it's just points of light. Points of light in a light, in a world of light. Everyone is a soul, and everyone is unique, and I have love for all souls, and every soul is playing their part. In this awareness, I am seeing clearly. I am seeing the essence. I am seeing the true situation. And my heart can be at peace and also full of love and generosity for all souls and all of nature. So gently start coming back now. Bring your awareness back to your body. Move your fingers and toes a little bit. And come on back to waking awareness, back to your regular energy level. And we're back. So I hope you were able to feel what it feels like to see yourself and everyone else in a very pure way, an essenceful way, a clear way. If you notice, that way of looking at everything does not negate all the differences. It's actually fine. Everything is fine just the way it is. This kind of practice gives us the chance to be accepting, understanding, peaceful, calm, be able to be with people in a way that doesn't disturb them or that I'm not disturbed. It's very powerful to be able to be like that, especially in today's world, but anytime, right? So I will leave it there. Please, you know, practice this week, just that little bit of meditation, just practice that little meditation to practice how that feels, to see everything like that, just to get the break from all of that other way of thinking. Very, very helpful. So I'll leave it there. Remember, our slogan is heal, empower, and serve. And until next time, take care.